Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Boy, we are learning a lot from the news. A couple of newscasts ago, we found out that the bishop, the acting bishop, is against death threats. That was a stop the press move. And now we find out that you have until tomorrow to change your party affiliation if you live in New York State, because New York has some rules against raiding one party to another. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Tony, Nancy Pelosi, because they're having a miserable few months, Nancy Pelosi has recorded a song about her party. That's good, Nancy. Thank you. You'd cry, too, if it happened to you. I'm telling you, that's great. That's the Democratic theme song. It's my party, and I'll cry if I want to. You should cry, too, if it happens to you.
Truth is, they are losing a lot of members.
Yeah, they are. You know why? The weather.
Yeah, that's
it. It's the weather. That's why they're losing members. Let's go to Dennis in Lockport. Dennis, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
Sorry. I got two things. One, Nancy Pelosi's words are, no one's above the law. So why is Cuomo above the law?
That's true. The law says that they're illegal, and why is he harboring illegals? Okay, what's your second one?
Second piece is, I'm infuriated about, there's a group of law enforcement brotherhoods out there that are, should be very upset with this. When we do a seatbelt check or a traffic check, do we call it a feeding frenzy? These guys put their life on the line every single day, and I've been there, so I know that you can walk into a house and there's five people hiding in the closet. You don't know whether they got a shotgun or what's going to happen. My daughter is a retired New York State Police. So Cuomo is surrounded by his army, and these kids that are state police, now I'm 74, so I can call them kids. These kids that are putting their life on the line, and they can't speak up because of the money, the job. And it's a sick situation, and I love your program.
So. Oh, thank you. I'm with you. The fact that they could insult law enforcement by saying the ICE officers are assaulting people, I guarantee they have a right to self-defense. They're trying to do their job, and a lot of people don't want them to do their job. And shame on the governor. You know, he insults them, but yet he doesn't travel. He doesn't leave the house without being surrounded by state policemen. So apparently he's okay with some law enforcement, the ones that protect him, but he wants to protect the undocumented, and that's wrong. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm surprised all of these police agencies have unions. I'm surprised somebody hasn't jumped up and said, what the hell are you talking about, ICE agents assaulting people? I'm sure any law enforcement agent will tell you that exactly what that gentleman just said. They put their lives on the line every day. Andrew Cuomo doesn't lift a slipper outside of his outside of where he lives without his people to protect him. I find that disgusting.
But Andrew's a tough guy.
Oh yeah, he's a real tough guy. Beamer. I need another Facebook from you.
Yes, this time we'll go with Rich, who says Cuomo will have to make changes to the law if he wants to get the TPP freeze over. But I don't see Cuomo's ego allowing him, and I don't see Trump letting us down like that.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I have I have one of those passes for world travel. It's very helpful. You go into the airport, you may see really long lines, and it lets you bypass a lot of that because you've been pre-interviewed by law enforcement. You still have to go through the checkpoints, however. You're not free from that. But it does make it a little easier regarding not having to take off your shoes and doing some things that just take time that they found out they safely could say it's okay for you to advance. That way the lines are less. So it is nice and it's important. But keep in mind, the federal government isn't stopping us from traveling. You can still travel exactly as you did before. It's just going to take you longer. That's all. And when you're in a line at the airport, it's not a fun day at the beach. Let's go to Brian. Brian, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, and how are you today?
I couldn't be better, Brian. What's on your mind regarding who's going to blink first?
Well, that's not exactly what I called for. My name is Brian. I live in Ontario. I'm a first-time caller. Good morning, Tony and Bad Boy Beamer.
Okay.
I just want to tell you how fantastic your program is. The station in general.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I've only been listening for about 6 weeks, and it started off with a conversation with a workmate, and he said we were talking about President Trump, and he said, "My God," he says, "I don't know what you're listening to, but it's not WBEN." And I said, "Well, what's that?" He says, "It's a Buffalo station that uses facts instead of fiction." And so I started listening, and my goodness, you're the first button on all my radios and my trucks at home. It has given me such an eye-opener and an appreciation for Donald Trump and the Republicans of the United States that if I was an American, I would be a Republican.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that, and I'm sure you're very happy in Canada, but that's a nice thought about the U.S. We appreciate that.
This station, everyone I talk to that says something stupid about Donald Trump, I say, you're listening to the wrong stations, buddy. You have to be listening to WBEN, and the broadcasters that they have do not talk out of their side of their mouth. They only speak facts. And
well,
it's not a fact. I really assume that this is going to happen this way. And the other day I was listening to Ross's program, and I love his sound bites. He goes, when I said this on May 1st in 2019, he puts it on, and it exactly happens that way. You have to appreciate that man's intelligence and that man's research and his just the stuff that he has going on in his head.
Oh, he backs it up all right. And, well, thank you very much. The check is in the mail. Thank you. Thank you very much, Brian. Wow, very nice. Canadian fellow, from the other side of the border. On News Radio 930, we'll take a break on WBEN.
I will never give them access to the DMV database. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they really want. They want the access to the undocumented so they can give it to ICE. And ICE can have a feeding frenzy assaulting undocumented people.
Tony, I have an idea. I think we should send a letter to each and every illegal in New York State, telling them that they have won a TV set, and all they have to do is come to the convention center and claim it. What do you think? We won't need those DMV records.
I always love that sting operation that they pull and get so many.
Yeah.
And then they show up and, hello.
I get a free TV? Count me in. You
meet
know,
the paddy wagon.
Just amazing. Let's go to Gabriel in Jamestown. Gabe, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, Tony, and Joe. I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Pleasure. Yes. What can we do for you?
How about if we just say, hey, to all the illegal aliens, you win a brand new car.
That's close. Yeah, we'll get Bob Barker. Well, Bob may not be available, but we'll get somebody. Hey, come on down. What do you think? Who's going to blink first in this meeting today?
I don't think either one will blink today, but every time the subject of Andrew Cuomo comes up, my anxiety level pins the needle. I'm so disgusted with him, I just can't even put it in words. But I blame the Department of Justice for all this lawlessness by elected officials. I think that, you know, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, the green light law, these are all unconstitutional. And I'm just surprised that the Department of Justice doesn't issue bench warrants.
I'm as surprised as you are. I'm thinking these can't be legal. Why are they not cracking down? It seems like this is easy. This is low-hanging fruit. We want legals. We don't want illegals. How hard is that to figure out? They're sneaking into the country, and they shouldn't be protected by our elected officials. If our elected officials protect them, they should be taken out of office.
I would love to see Andrew Cuomo handcuffed and frog marched out of the state capitol.
Oh, now that's a dream. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
It's a fantasy, I know, but I would love to see it.
See if Haiti will take him.
I'm thinking that it has a lot to do with activist judges. You know, these activist judges,
yep,
especially in Washington, are covering for all this.
Yeah.
So I think that's the problem.
Could be, but I'd like to see him try more. It's one thing if you strike out, but at least you tried. It's another strike out because you didn't care. And I think we care. I think the people care. I think politicians are counting heads. This is 2020. This is the year of the census. The census says that every person, legal or illegal, is counted in the census. And the more you have in the census, the more representation you have, the more money you get from the feds, all kinds of things. So they just want to load them up and eventually head them toward something where they could vote. And that would be the key. And that's what we have to stop.
We can thank John Roberts for excluding the citizen question on the census.
Yeah, and we can also thank him for Obamacare twice. He had the critical vote that would have been up or down, and he did not do it.
Yeah, he's been a major disappointment, I tell you. He was advertised as a conservative, but he has been more liberal than we expected. I'm going to wrap things up. I want to ask you if Joe passed on the message I gave to him yesterday to give to you.
What was it?
It was... the only chance the Democrats have of taking us all the way across the bridge to Babylon is to draft Mick Jagger and Keith Richards.
Oh yeah, well they're going to last forever. We're going to see them here this summer. Hey, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, Beamer, how about another from you from Facebook?
Yes, we will go this time to Cindy, who says, "How silly! I think Cuomo needs to follow the laws of the land. If a Democrat gets put in the White House in November, then guess what? He can try out this illegal thing. But to keep going against federal government and ICE, to me, is above ridiculous."
I found it disgusting, to be honest with you, that it's one thing to not want to turn over illegal immigrants. They are illegal. They're not supposed to be here. The law does not say they can be here. That's one thing. But disparaging ICE like that, saying they could go on a feeding frenzy, and that they're assaulting people. If you have anything, bring it up in public. Bring it up in public instead of a little cheesy soundbite. Say it in public and see what happens. Because we're getting to the point where we've spent all of this time and effort to get people to respect law enforcement, and he comes up and says, "The hell with it. I'm going to disregard it," but not enough so that I don't have my bodyguards with me. They'll always be with me. These guys are good guys, but everybody else sucks.
Well, you mean-spirited Republicans don't understand. All ICE wants to do is separate babies from their families.
Stop it, Tony. I want to bring pies into work, and every time you do one of those, I'm going to throw a pie at you. Because
make it a banana cream.
Yeah, Tony is imitating dumb people, who mostly, according to Tony and just observation, seem to understand what Cuomo and other Democrats seem to be selling.
Well, what I'm doing, repeating the mindset that's out there. When you follow on social media, you see people's responses. It boggles the mind.
Well, you know, here's the deal. It's hard to be rational to an irrational person. And if a person's irrational because they've been eating all of this pie that's been sent to them from the Democrats, then you can be as rational as you want. They don't care. They just like what they get. The hell with the rest of it.
I'll give you an example. I saw one this morning from someone who I know using Huffington Post as a resource that under Donald Trump's administration, they've lost 1.5 million, the opposite of Obama or Obama created. I mean, it was just, it's ridiculous. And how they'll go with complete lies. This is what we're saying is fact.
We're at virtual full employment now. It's the highest employment numbers we've ever had.
And they think that's a lie.
The highest for blacks, the highest for Hispanics. Stock market's at a high. And they've been finishing all of them have been finishing high every night, and it's on a great boom. How can they text us something like that?
Yeah, another one. They're using Google to support their argument of Trump and jobs and how they're not there. It says that Trump lied every 2 minutes during his speech.
Well, how come none of the
that's their fact checking?
How come none of the Nancy Pelosi types have called them on him?
They can't,
and I haven't heard it either. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. I got two Bobs. Let's go to the longest holding Bob, which would be Bob in Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Bob.
Wanted to make three quick comments.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ronald Reagan gave amnesty to 3 million people. They had almost 40 years to fix the problem. They choose not to fix the problem. I watched the State of the Union, and I saw something very distinctive, two very different visions for this country. And I have talked enough with liberals, devout liberals, to understand this is about getting even with us and by changing the culture and by doing that within. And that's what you're watching. And I'll thank you very much for allowing me the few moments to spend with you this morning.
Of course. And thank you, Bob. We hope you call again. Appreciate it. They're changing not just the culture. They want to change our whole governance model. I like what we have. It's been very successful. It's the envy of the world, and they want to change it. So instead of rewarding ingenuity and hard work, they just want everybody in the same, measuring you by either, I don't know, your age, your height. Basically, you don't have to bother being a contributor. Everybody gets everything for free. That's not going to work. And only an immature mind, that of a college student, would accept that. Anybody that doesn't challenge their professor when they're telling you that, the big deal is socialism doesn't work. And remember on MSNBC the other day, who was it? It was one of the commentators said, I don't like it for this and this and this. And then he stood up and said, and it doesn't work. I think it was Chris Matthews. And it doesn't work. Now, to hear them say it, that ought to tell you something. For one thing, it tells me that they're not Bernie Sanders fans. I can tell you that. Probably working right now to find a new way to screw them. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the home of the big yellow bag. Brings me back to my childhood. My mother had an expression that was unfortunate. But it included the word bag. Let's put it that way. And I hadn't thought of that for years, and now it's just brought it back. Anyway, it is the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We're looking for the meeting this afternoon. I don't know if it'll be a closed match or not. I don't know what we're going to find out. The press is not allowed. The governor is meeting the president to talk about what's going on with the traveler program and illegals. And I'm thinking, one of our guests earlier, I think it was, it may have been Paul Cambria, said that he sees this meeting, the reason the meeting is being held is that Cuomo might be concerned that they'll lose this if it goes if it goes further in court, because there is a suit filed already by the state against the Fed. So we'll see where that goes. But I'm asking, who's going to blink first? I'm thinking neither will blink first. I really believe that it's going to go beyond this. But we'll see how you defend harboring illegals. And I use the word harboring because that's the word that's used when you have somebody that's broken the law and you're not allowing the law enforcement agencies to know who they are, or no, they know who they are, but basically the information that they would have. And then that's not enough. Then you have to disparage the ICE agency, which are federal officers putting their life on the line, saying they would have a feeding frenzy and how they assault illegals. I wish somebody would answer that nationally, because that's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. But what do you expect? It's Andrew Cuomo. Let's go to Bob in Warsaw. Bob, you're on WBEN.
Yes, I hear you're taking a trip to Russia.
Yes, we are.
If you could do a favor for all the listeners and give a feel for how Putin and the gang are going to be voting in the upcoming election.
I'll ask him. I'll drop in and say I would like to know, because Bob from Warsaw asked me the question. I want to be able to answer it, sure.
Yes, and you happened to mention, I didn't know the governor was good at plumbing in that. And because, like, you mentioned the drain weasel.
Yeah, the drain weasel. Do you have one?
No, I don't happen to have one of those.
They have. It's an instrument, because Buzzy had his drain clogged. It's an instrument that you put into the pipe that takes all the hair and clogs and brings it out.
I used one last year. I bought one last summer.
The drain weasel, yeah. Apparently people like it. It's a mini version of what plumbers use. The plumbers are electric, and these are manual.
Well, I just figured I'd call the governor and have him clean it out.
I'll call him when I need the porta-potty fixed. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. The squatty potty, is that what it's called? Yeah.
Yeah, the squatty potty.
The perfect Christmas gift if you're a friend of Mazeroski.
Or it could be a Valentine's gift.
Have you heard how? Have you heard how he's doing as a father? He'll be back next week.
Yeah, he's been quite busy, but I think we may be talking to him tomorrow.
Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good. He's a new daddy and a son. Congratulations.
Say goodbye to sleep.
Yeah, congratulations.
Especially the first 3 months.
Congratulations to him. And it's awful because of the shift he's on. He's on the morning shift. He's in here before 5 o'clock. They start at 5, so they're in earlier than 5. I wonder what time do they get in here usually?
Brian gets in here around 4.
4. So he's got to be here at 4. So he has to get up well before that, get shaved, showered, get out of the car, get into the building. So if he's lacking sleep, it's going to really get him.
I mean, I don't have to be here until like 4:30, 4:45, and I get up before 4. So I can't imagine now adding a child into that. It's going to be a change to the routine.
And just as he showered and put his clothes on and he's sneaking out the door, the baby will start crying.
Well, you figure, you, especially in the first 3 months, if I'm not mistaken, it's feed and change every 2 hours.
It's just a direct pipeline. From the top to the bottom. Why is it we take great glee in this? I think it's because
we've already been through it.
Yeah, it's because we've done it. We've done it, and we've done. I'll say this: my ex-wife, I may be divorced, but my ex-wife was an excellent mother. She really was, and took really good care. I did the best I could, but she really took good care of Don. And even so, the hours are crazy. So we'll see.
I couldn't function, especially in that first 3 months. I'm not good with lack of sleep.
I bet Maz will show up with toothpicks under his eyes.
Oh, absolutely, just like in the cartoons.
So that'll be fun to watch. He'll be back either Monday or Tuesday. I'm not sure if he's off Monday or not. Let's go to, this would be, if I'm not mistaken. Whoops, that is that one. So that isn't what we want. A Let's drop that one. So it must be this one. Yes, it's Paul in Middleport. Paul, you're on WBEN.
Hey, thanks a lot there, Sandy. You know what? This reminds me about Selma, Alabama, and George Wallace, another time where a governor questions the authority of the President of the United States, the constitutional authority.
Yeah, that doesn't work too well.
No, it doesn't. Another time before that was Civil War stuff there. The governor could do, or President Trump could do so much more than what he's doing now. This is the most lenient thing possible. This is a Nexus program. Another thing you got to think about, too, is the health and risk. The president has a right to secure the border. And you got this Wuhan virus going on here from China. There's just so much that he could do to close down that border altogether if he in fact wanted to do so. He can affect this has nothing to do with affecting commerce.
Well, it'd be interesting if he could declare a state of emergency or something like that. I don't know exactly where we would have to be for him to do that. Nobody wants to close the border, of course, unless it was an absolute emergency. So let's hope for the best. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, who's next? No, we'll go to the break first, and then we'll go back to more phones on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I will never give them access to the DMV database. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they really want. They want the access to the undocumented so they can give it to ICE, and ICE can have a feeding frenzy assaulting undocumented people.
Let us go to Stefan in Buffalo. Stefan, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy.
Hello there, Stefan. What do you have to join us with today?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, I see this as aiding and abetting a criminal.
You know? I do, too. Yep.
Also, too, that before, the illegals, they couldn't purchase alcohol without ID. Now New York State gives them a driver's license so that they could now purchase alcohol and drunk drive and cause an accident.
Oh, they're telling us it's going to be safer now on the roads. Yeah.
And I'm hoping that some New York lawyer will file a lawsuit against New York State for them aiding and abetting a criminal and harboring a fugitive in New York State because they are hiding them.
I like that. There's no question. Not only are they hiding them, they're not even pretending that they're not. They're just standing and saying, we're not going to give you that information.
Now, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Since when do illegal aliens have a right to privacy in the DMV?
As far as I'm concerned, illegals have no standing. In other words, Mickey Kearns, who twice sued New York State, both times got thrown out, not because of the merit, but because Mickey himself, as the county clerk, did not have standing. Well, I'm telling you, does law enforcement have any standing? They should. Should the president of the United States have any standing? Should. So I'd like to see this go through the courts. That's about the only way we're going to get this done.
Now, can we have the Freedom of Information Act used to say, I want to know all of those that are illegally applying for licenses because I'm not violating their rights because they're not American citizens.
That's right. They really technically don't have any rights. Courts have granted them things, but I like your thought. I was thinking earlier, because of what we saw in the impeachment hearings, of a subpoena from a federal court judge, a subpoena that would cover the DMV records so that they would have them through the subpoena, through the access of the records.
Even the DMV doesn't have no standing rights because they're not American citizens.
Yeah, I don't. That's Mickey Kearns is right on for saying that he was not going to offer that, and a lot of other clerks in the state do that too. We'll see where it goes. One of our texters says that Cuomo will walk out of the White House saying that Trump had a temper tantrum and the meeting and left the meeting. We'll never know the truth, and that's probably right. Thank you, Stefan. Thank you for calling. That's probably right. He'll come out and go, well, I couldn't deal with him. He was a hothead. He threw an ashtray at me, but it's got the presidential seal. I think I'll bring it home. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph, my drain is clogged. Beamer, what do you have?
It's funny you just read that text, Sandy, because Jay says, I see this ending up a lot like the last time Nancy and the president had a meeting.
Oh, Nancy, yeah, they walk out all the time.
Back in October.
The Democrats walk out all the time. We can see the back of their head more often than we'd like to.
And what did Trump call her, a third-rate politician?
Yeah, something like that. I'm sure the speaker doesn't appreciate that, knowing that after the vice president, she's next in line to be the president in a dire emergency. What do you have in Facebook?
All right. Michelle says, I don't see either of them blinking, but at the end of the day, I think Governor Cuomo will settle and the green light law will be rewritten to where he'll make it sound like he won, but we all know Trump will give nothing without ICE getting the rights to those records.
If the feds get involved in court, I hope they focus on the illegal immigration part, because the Supreme Court has already ruled that the federal government is the only one that can enforce the immigration laws. They ruled that in a case in Arizona. Arizona, with Joe Arpaio as the sheriff and the governor there, were enforcing immigration laws because Obama wasn't. And so they went to court and found out that they couldn't enforce the law. The law was up to the federal authorities to enforce it, even though it was in their state. Now, because it was a Supreme Court ruling, I'm thinking, is that a precedent? Should we look it up to see if it would apply to New York? Because if it does, they got to hand it over. And that would be the last step. Let's hope that happens. Another one, please.
Sandy, I have a question for you. There's no way...
3 times a week. Okay, what's the next question? Tony.
There's nothing Trump can do in this meeting that'll hurt his chances with voters outside of New York State, correct?
That's correct. And he doesn't get New York anyway.
Right. So doesn't Cuomo have the only one that has something to lose in this meeting?
Well, yeah, the president has nothing to lose. He's trying to enforce the law. Keep in mind, he didn't make the law. Some other Congress made the laws. Some other president signed them into laws. He's enforcing the law. That's all he's trying to do. So I'd like to see him come out on top on this one. Yes, another please.
All right. Kathy says it'll be very interesting. Two New Yorkers in the Oval Office arguing. It might be entertaining to hear what comes out of this meeting, but at the end of the day, nothing will be different tomorrow.
Two New Yorkers who have rubbed elbows in New York City for a long, long time. And you know what's funny is so is Bloomfield. Bloomfield, I'm all right. Bloomberg. I like a Bloomburger. Would that be good? A Bloomburger. But, yeah, I mean, they're all the big shooters with the big money. Well, Cuomo doesn't have big money that we know of. But he could end up that way. Most politicians do. But they're used to playing New York-style politics and New York-style building and things like that. So none of them just fell off the turnip truck, I can tell you that. I think we got time for at least one more.
All right. Lynn says, Sandy, I'm very interested to see if Andrew Cuomo budges at all. But listening to the clip you guys keep playing, I think what Trump wants Andrew Cuomo to do is to start sharing DMV records. If the governor sticks to what he said in that clip, TTP will be done for New York residents.
It'll be interesting to see. Because by doing that, the federal government has put pressure on the state from within the state. Now, it affects New York, obviously. So he's hoping that other New Yorkers put the pressure on Cuomo. And I think they must have been at least partially successful already, because he's going to meet with him. The governor's going to meet with the president this afternoon. There are no press allowed, but I'm thinking that as soon as it's over, they're going to run to the nearest microphone that's legal, and we'll hear each side and make up our own mind. All right, that about wraps it up. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and thanks to the guys. We'll see you on Tuesday. Monday is a holiday. It's President's Day. Well, I'm going to drive Abe on President's Day. I have a truck that I've named Abe because it's a Lincoln. We'll be back on Tuesday on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll be right back.
Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.